On being a cuddly bear. On being a cuddly bear. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. On being a cuddly bear. Oh, how we love to cuddle our dogs and the cats and to have our teddy bears. But did you ever think that a bear is a big cuddly thing itself, and that if a bear is taught to be human-loving, if a bear is taught to be loving unconditionally, that it is a wonderful thing to be. It's as they once said about the bear, Gentle Ben. They called him Gentle Ben because the bear was a big bear, and he sometimes didn't realize how big he was and how rough he was and how tough he was. And when the big bear put his paw on you, it was like having somebody put a bucket of cement on top of your foot. And it, oh my goodness sakes, that was heavy and that hurt. But Big Ben didn't realize that. But it took a while to train Gentle Ben to realize that. We all have to learn how to be unconditionally loving. We all have to learn how to be Gentle Bens. We have to learn how to be recognize how much power we really have and how strong and wonderful we really are. And really, we are strong and we are wonderful. But to be learned, to be trained, to be understanding of what it means to be a Gentle Ben, just takes a little bit of extra thought. Are you a Gentle Ben? Are you a unconditionally loving person? Do you stand up for principles sometimes in ways that are very strong and very tough to take? Do you do things in such a way that you come across like a not-so-gentle Ben, like a great big grizzly bear that doesn't know his own strength? I think all too often we all do that. All too often we all come across like a great big bear that doesn't know its own strength. We have to train ourselves. We have to train ourselves to be gentle, to be loving. We have to train ourselves to be caring. We have to train ourselves to be aware that we are the power of the universe. We are the strength of the universe. And we don't have to be outwardly gruff. We don't have to be outwardly rough. We don't have to be outwardly unkind whenever we are standing up for what we believe. There are always ways to teach what we believe. There are always ways to share what we believe. There are always ways to live what we believe. And it's not always the same way. But when you have a person who is a gentle person who does not have an unkind word about anyone, when you have a person who looks for the good in everyone and finds it, when you have a person who is going around in life seeking to be an unconditionally loving person, not judging in the slightest, then you find a most remarkable being. Now that person lives their life so completely, so wonderfully, so powerfully, and they don't pay attention to what other people are doing. They don't look at other people doing things right or wrong. They just look at things being done right. And if a person does something wrong in their presence, they don't say, oh, you're doing something wrong. They say to them, oh, you are such a thoughtful, kind, beautiful, loving person. Hey, where does that go back to? Where does that stem back to? That stems back to our childhood. If our parents were to respond to our negative sides as we are issuing them occasionally when we're little children, they'd be angry at us all the time. But our parents realize that that's something we're passing through. That's something we're learning to be master of. We're learning to be master of saying loving things to others. Sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me. This is the thing that we teach our children, that they don't need to be doing mean and hateful things to have other people realize what they believe and what they stand for. Now, how well can you do it? If you ever look at another person and see them doing something unkind, then that's you interpreting what's being done. But if you can be like the mother, "Now, there, Johnny, what seems to be the problem? I hate you, Mommy, I hate you. What seems to be the problem, sweetheart?" Now, the mother knows the child doesn't hate her. The mother knows the child does not hate her. The mother knows the child does not hate her. The mother knows that that child is a loving, gentle, wonderful child. And that as the mother speaks to the child and ignores the hatefulness, ignores the unhappiness, ignores the confusion, ignores that which is not too pleasant, she gets down to the truth. But it takes a wise mother to do that. It takes a mother who herself is balanced. It takes a mother who is not frustrated and confused herself. A mother who looks at her child and says, "This is my beloved child. This is a good child. This child has goodness in it, and we're going to draw that goodness out, and we're going to demonstrate that goodness in life. We're going to demonstrate that goodness in all that goes on. We're going to do that now, and we're going to do that wonderfully. We're going to do that powerfully." Now, the mother doesn't say all those things. She knows those things because this is her child. She knows those things because this is her life. She knows those things because she is a parent. She is a mother. She cares about her child. She's not going to look at her child and see that child doing bad things. She's going to look at that child and see that child doing beautiful things. She is going to plant in her mind first that that child is doing beautiful things, and then she's going to draw it out of that child. She's going to recognize it in that child, and she's going to find it, and she's going to enjoy it being there. You and I can do the same thing with everything we do in life. It's not our responsibility to teach the world to be happy and joyful and be good. It is our responsibility for us to be happy, joyful, and good. It's our responsibility for us to live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that all the world, which is our reflection, is a reflection not of confusion, but a reflection of wonder, magic, success, happiness, joy, peace, balance. All these things, they're within you and within me. And as I live them within myself, as you live them within yourself, then our world, the world about us, will demonstrate what we live within ourselves. The world about us will reveal what we are doing. The truth always is, and it stands to be revealed. And the truth will only be revealed by those who are loving in their heart, who look for a universe of good, who look for a universe of peace, who look for a universe of all that is loving and fantastic. Yes, that's what it's all about. What do you look like? Just look at the world around you, and then you have a pretty good idea of who you are. If you can see the good in all the world, then you are good indeed. If you can see the beauty in all the world, then you are beauty indeed. If I can see in all of my family, in all of my associates, in all of the world about me, the world that I care about, if I can see everyone doing everything beautiful and good, if I can be the cuddly teddy bear who wants to be loving, but the cuddly teddy bear who knows its own strength, and who is oh so gentle. Yes. Be strong, but oh so gentle. Be firm to recognize peace and love and joy. When we say the term, when I say the term, there now is peace on earth and it began with me, I mean that. I mean that in my heart I see all nations on earth at peace. I see all nations in balance and harmony, starting with me, starting with my thought, starting with my attitude. If I'm sending an astronaut to the moon, I'm sending an astronaut mentally to the moon, and I'm seeing him be there, and I'm seeing him come back, all in perfect harmony. Magic. Oh, indeed, it's magic. Impossible. It is impossible. But we do it. We do it because we put principle in motion to accomplish it. And so, with harmony in our life, with peace in our world, with goodness, then it is done. Oh, sometimes we allow ourselves to get frustrated because people are not responding fast enough to what we are thinking they should respond to. But when we realize that it's we, ourselves, who first respond, then all the outer world is a reflection of what we believe about ourselves. What are we responding to inside of ourselves? Are we responding to joy and peace and harmony inside of ourselves? If we are, then our outer world is that way. And if people don't act the way we want them to, if people are doing things in a negative way, look closely, because that's just who we are. If someone is being unkind, that's what we are doing. If someone is being bossy and an attitude of not pleasantness, then that's who we are. When we are loving and kind, when we are unconditionally loving, all the world is unconditionally loving. When we are peaceful, all the world is peaceful. It can happen in a moment. It can happen in an hour. It can happen in a day, a week, a year. It can happen in a lifetime. But when you live at peace with yourself, when I live at peace with myself, I don't try to tell another person how to live their life or what to do. I just am a living example of what I am. Could any of us ask for anything more than to be a living example of who and what we are? To be a living example of our belief, of our life, of our unconditional love, to be a living example. And this is my choice for myself. I choose to do this all the time. I may not always succeed as wonderfully as I would like, but I work on it very carefully. And I put the cause in motion to be unconditionally loving with everyone under all circumstances, because I start first being unconditionally loving with myself. And as I start first to be unconditionally loving with myself, then nothing else matters. Nothing else at all matters. It's wonderful, isn't it? It's beautiful. It's the kind of life that we all like to live. It's the kind of world that we all like to live in. So be that big teddy bear. Be that big, unconditionally loving, lovable being. And be oh so gentle, starting right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm oh so gentle, right now.